Sweetness and gratitude. This question was asked of Sri Chinmoy. In one of your poems, you say that God will do everything for us if our every breath embodies soulful gratitude. This kind of gratitude seems far beyond our reach. How can we have it? He replied, gratitude is not found in dryness or in strictness. It is not found in a morbid life. Gratitude comes from sweetness. Sweetness in life, sweetness in breath. The sweetness of our own nature, our own character, our own movements will create everlasting gratitude. Gratitude is nothing but a spontaneous feeling of sweetness, which does not even have to be expressed in words. A child may not say thank you to his mother, but the sweetness of his entire being is expressed through his eyes in the form of a smile. He does not know the word gratitude, but when the mother sees his sweet smile, she knows that the child is full of gratitude. So the more we can create sweetness in our hearts and in our being, the easier it becomes to offer gratitude to God. One way to get sweetness is to look at the most beautiful, fragrant flower. When we look at the flower and smell its fragrance, consciously or unconsciously, we become one with its beauty and fragrance. At that time, its sweetness enters into us, or our own sweetness comes forward. Sometimes both happen simultaneously. Then our whole being becomes sweet, and it is easier to have good thoughts. If we are really focusing all our attention on the innocent beauty and fragrance of God, the creation, through this flower, then impure thoughts disappear, and only sweet thoughts remain. And when sweetness comes to the fore in our nature, it becomes very easy to offer gratitude. Sri Chinmoy.